Welcome to Lower Wacker Live for September 20th, 2019. I'm Justin Kaufman. This is the podcast that makes fun of local Chicago news. A Chicago podcast that makes fun of Chicago news. I just like to say that because I don't think there's anything like that. I have to say, I'm a huge fan, I want to say this, of Southside. Have you watched this on Comedy Central? Just wrapped up its season, and I'm bummed because I'm like, damn it, I want to be on that show. You know, I feel like I want to be the dorky. Lauren Cohn is a friend of ours in WLS. She gets to be the newscaster on it. But I want to be the dorky white guy. There's got to be dorky white guys. They do such a good job of dorky white guys. I think it was Pat Reedy is in it. He plays one of the dorky white guys. I saw a couple other guys in there that went to Second City in improv. Dorky white guys. I could be the dorky white guy. But I just love it that Comedy Central is investing in doing a show that makes fun of Kennedy King College. Like, there's a great line in that show, if you've not watched it, where one of the main characters, he just got his degree from Kennedy King College in astronomy. And he goes to the Adler or to get a job, and they're like, you went to Kennedy King? And I didn't know they had astronomy there. And he's great. He's like, yeah, Kennedy King. It's 63rd and Halstead. You know where that Walgreens is at? It's across the street. Like, he spends all his time like explaining where it's at. And I'm like, that's brilliant. That's such a great Chicago joke. Anyway, it's a great show. I'm glad that Chicago's comedy and making fun of Chicago is getting its due. I feel like it's far too long I've been making fun of Chicago. Never gets its due. But that's what we're here for. All right, let's get to the headline, shall we? Chaos at Woodfield Mall today as a dude drove his car through the mall. He entered through the Sears. That's my favorite part of that response. If you look at the Sears, and you're just like, and my favorite is that there's no casualties, right? There's no injuries and everything's okay. But the news can't get over the fact that everything's okay and this isn't like a huge, you know, catastrophe. So they're like, damage, big damage to Forever 21. As I heard that three times already. Big damages to Forever 21 and Bed Bath and, or, you know, like Abercrombie and Fitch. Or what was Hollister? Hollister. There's big damage to the Hollister store? I hope they fix that before I got to get myself a really small t-shirt. I just love it. The casualties, and let's all have a moment of silence for Forever 21. I don't know what I think this might have been domestic. I don't know what this is. I don't think they've said yet what the deal is. Obviously, it was premeditated. I don't think somebody just, you know, got loaded and it's like, I'm just going to keep driving, like a Thelma and Louise moment, but it could have been. Or like Blues Brothers, where they're getting chased by the cops and Harvey. But it looked very Blues Brothers. If Blues Brothers was, I'm going to lurch for maybe 20 yards, stop, reverse for 5 yards. Lunge for 30 and come back, because that's what was happening. My favorite, if you've seen the videos, and you have by this point, my favorite is that there's one guy towards the end of the video who's got a bag of something like in the mall. He's like, I'm not moving. He's like, I'm not scared. I'm not. I don't care. I got to get home. I'm parked by JCPenney. I don't need to deal with Sears. Crazy. The climate strike is over. Thousands converged on downtown to protest the lack of movement on climate change. The younger generation is tasked with trying to get the grandpas in Congress to stop chuckling when people suggest we ban straws or use different pronouns. Good luck. Hopefully this gets their attention, or at least candidates running for office embrace the kids who started this. You know what? They've done such good work on this, these kids. Give them something. Give them a contract. Give them a kickback or something. Put them in charge of something. Or at least like a Kush ambassadorship to New Zealand. These kids deserve the political patronage that has only been, at this point, has only been given to old, crusty politicians. The kids, the little girl who had put this whole thing together, she should be Secretary of State. Just give it to her. Or whatever. Chicago police and the city of Chicago have reportedly missed over 20 deadlines in the first 6 months when it comes to the federal oversight due to the consent decree. So we're just not cooperating with the feds. 20 unbelievable, 20 deadlines, 6 months. Could you imagine in your job you had 20 deadlines? And you're just like, eh, not going to do it. This is going to be a big story. I'll bet you this is one of those Friday drops. It kind of came out, it kind of trickled today. My guess is that by Monday it's going to be front and center. But it's interesting, though, because Lori Lightfoot said she's on board and they want to push the consent decree, but she is, as we all know, sort of pro-police. So how can you be the mayor of Chicago when you're for a consent decree and let 20 deadlines in the first 6 months pass? I don't know. Big news out of Walmart. They're going to stop selling e-cigarettes. This and guns? What's next? Fishing poles and generic meat? Oversized green and yellow sweatshirts? What else do they sell at Walmart? That's pretty much it, right? And lawmakers, including Senator Durbin, are trying to get the FDA to ban outright e-cigarettes. Listen, they've been trying to do this for years. Tons of congressional hearings. Kids are smoking this garbage more than ever now. It's an epidemic. But don't confuse this with the mystery vaping illness that killed a few people and put hundreds in hospitals. Completely different. The lawmakers are purposely seizing on that story, but you have to understand it's apples and oranges. Maybe oranges and tangerines. But the point is, the mystery illness is because of a bad batch of THC oil. The e-cigarettes are just bad, like a pack of Camel Lights, right? They have really nothing to do with each other. It's like when they do synthetic weed. Those synthetic weed stories, when they trace it back to a Southside convenience store, and you're like, how are they selling synthetic weed at the convenience store? But they're doing it, and then that kills a bunch of people. That's what this is. This has anything to do with what President Trump did with flavored e-cigarettes or what Durbin's trying to do. That's entirely different. But for whatever reason, I don't know if it's just us or the word vape. Nobody understands the word vape, that we have completely conflated and tied the two together when they're not together. All right. We got that. Can we move on to more important things? The Jonas Brothers are in Chicago. Did you know that? Did you know they're in Chicago, Pete? I don't know, man. It makes me feel like every single day I have seen a headline in the Chicago Tribune website, it makes me think that the Tribune's on the take. Like they're working for the Jonas Brothers PR. But my wife brought up a good point. I didn't think about this earlier. At the end of the article that was about the Jonas Brothers were at the golf course or some garbage or whatever, it said tickets still available at the United Center. And they don't need to do interviews with the mix or with anyone to say, hey, come on out tonight. They can just go eat outside. Pop stars today have a blueprint where they're like, we can create so much energy and so much talk on social media that we don't need the press. So let's just do. So it's almost like that's their responsibility. It's probably in their contract saying you need to do two alfresco meals. I swear, if they were sitting there eating their chicken nachos, their barbecue chicken nachos at Bub City, and the tweet came in saying, hey, guys, sold out at the United Center, they would get up, food untouched, and they would go into their hotel room and you never see them again. And the idea that somehow the Jonas Brothers are the biggest act Chicago's seen, there's big acts every single night in Chicago. The United Center is full of all these pop artists or Soldier Field or whatever. But you don't have the same kind of... I mean, the Jonas Brothers news this week about them being on the town was bigger than when Ariana Grande was here, bigger than when Beyonce was here, Taylor Swift, the funny Beatle, Ringo Starr. Paul McCartney. But you know what I mean? Like there's probably, I would say, 25 to 30 acts that are bigger than the Jonas Brothers. But for whatever reason, the Tribune went ape crazy, essentially telling us every little step that the Jonas Brothers took. And the only way I can see that is the Tribune is, and maybe they are on the take and the take is clicks. Maybe everybody wanted to see where the Jonas Brothers were, and the first day the reporters are like, oh my gosh, we got 30,000 hits on this, where everything else, every consent decree story or e-cigarette story got 15. So let's just keep going. Where are they at today? Find where they're at. I mean, maybe there's a little bit of that fake news happening, but boy, oh boy, this is the new blueprint. If you're watching, you know, Hollywood about 6 months ago is like, Jussie Smollett's the new blueprint. You know, do something dumb in public. Now it's just go eat outside. Okay. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. They got their shows. They won. They're at the United States tonight, by the way. Tickets are still available. All right, in sports, the Cubs lost a heartbreaker last night. Kimbrel gave up a homer to Matt Carpenter if the Cubs came back in the ninth inning. Ah, it's so terrible. So today, they're back at it at Wrigley, so let's go to the highlights. I hit the button. Are there no we don't have the rights to highlights? We're not the George Michael sports machine? Yeah. Damn. That's just it's a real bummer. Cubs played this afternoon looking to rebound with a big win on the back of a classic September performance from Alec Mills. It's Alec. Alec Mills is in because Cole Hamels is out. For a guy making over $15 million, tough time to be injured. But the Cubs have to shuffle again in Mills today so they can move around Quintana and Darvish for the weekend. Man, oh man. Addison Russell's back, although he's not in the lineup. And Rizzo played again today. The Cubs used every single minor league call-up today on the mound to try and get the job done. And as of recording, and I wanted to record before, I wanted to wait, but they're doing that thing in baseball where the 7th, 8th, and 9th is like, well, one pitch, and let's go to the other reliever. And I just don't have time. I got stuff to do. I got dinner and stuff like that. They're losing late. That's what you need to know. Hopefully, I hope I eat crow on this. I hope that the Cubs come back in the 8th and 9th inning, and they score, and it's a great go Cubs go moment at Wrigley Field. Everybody gets loaded, and everybody just keeps going, and then we'll just pay attention to police scanner for the rest of the night in Wrigley. I hope that happens. But right now, they're losing thanks to Yadier Molina, again, driving in runs. He's on the guy's fantasy team that I'm playing this week in the championship. Can someone please get this guy a hamstring injury or something? Just be out for the next week? It's unacceptable. But leave it up to the Cubs to single-handedly be the cause for me losing in fantasy baseball. I needed them to step up yesterday and club up Flaherty. Nope, he pitches the best game he's ever pitched in his life, right? Need them to keep Yadier Molina off the base pass? Nah. Let him beat you two games in a row. Joe, I've always been about you, buddy, but you're making it hard for me here. I'm trying to be a Joe apologist, but when you start messing with my fantasy baseball, you're messing with me. I don't have any Cubs. I try to stay away from Cubs. I don't know why, but they're great. There's one guy in our fantasy baseball league, such a homer, that he just gets all the Cubs. And obviously, he's not in the playoffs or anywhere. There's no diversity in fantasy baseball. You got more than Jason Hayward, right? But what I would do, because we play in a league in Chicago, and I'm a White Sox guy, but everybody in the league is pretty much Cubs. So what I do is I draft Cubs or I trade for Cubs because I know they'll be overvalued. I don't want to give away my strategy. But earlier in the year, somebody got mad at Kyle Hendricks and dropped him. So I wavered and got him. And I was able to turn. He had one good start or two good starts. And I was able to turn Kyle Hendricks for Clayton Kershaw and a bunch of other people that I'm like, you got to be kidding me, man. That you just gave up on, that you gave up all this for Kyle Hendricks. But that's how they do it. And so if that's if you are playing, listen to this, and you play fantasy baseball and you play it in Chicago, likely that the other nine guys you're playing with are all Cubs homers. So if you're a Cubs homer, and you probably are, know that you have a rule that you don't want Cubs on your team. You'll accept them, but then trade them out. You will win hands down. That's my gift to you. All right. The White Sox head to D-Town tonight. Is that a name for Detroit, or I think I might have just made that up. Do they call it D-Town? No. Anyway, they're in D-Town. The Sox will try to do the thinkable and sweep the Tigers. They kind of need to do that to avoid 90 losses. They got 10 games left. They need to go 7-3, right? They can do that. Dylan Cease on the mound tonight. Yoan Moncada has been absolutely lights out in the last 3 weeks. Lights out. Hitting over 400 or something in September. And now he's hitting .312 for the season. So let me get this straight. The Sox third baseman and shortstop are in the top five in hitting for the season. Moncada .312. What's Anderson .335. And their first baseman leads the league in RBIs. And you still might lose 90 games. What's happening? I don't understand how that plays out. Some sabermetrics expert needs to tell me what's going on. Yeah, I know. It's pitching. I got it. A new study out says that Bears fans are the least confident in the league. I'm not sure about that poll. Yeah, our team sucks. But if they win on Monday, they're awesome. Bilal Nichols is out with a broken hand, which is a bummer because the Bears cut Jonathan Bullard for Nichols, and now he's out. Not for the year, but still. And Trey Burton should be on the field on Monday night. The big NFL games for the Bears, Fangio and the Broncos going to Green Bay. The Vikings play the Raiders. So unless there's upsets, the Bears need to win on Monday to keep pace. We'll have more on the Bears Monday night football preview and Laura Wacker Live for Monday night. All right, great weekend ahead of you. I hope so. This has been a great week, and we hope that... Hope that you listen and have a good weekend. All right. Thanks to Pete Zimmerman, Beats by Wes Restless, and we'll see you on the way.